With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. 20 years ago this year, a remarkable book appeared for teenagers. It was called The Outsiders, and it was all the more remarkable because the book had been written by a 16-year-old high school girl in Tulsa, Oklahoma, S.E. Hinton. The Outsiders has never been out of print. In fact, Dell keeps in print all of S.E. Hinton's novels for young adults. Tex, Rumblefish, and That Was Then, This Is Now. All of the books have been made into successful movies. Today, Susan Eloise Hinton is in her late 30s, still a resident of Tulsa.
I could never write The Outsiders again. I'll never be 16 again. As an adult writer, I can't read the book. I see so many things wrong with it. It makes me sick.
But Hinton believes the book's faults are also its virtues because of its emotional tone and sincerity.
I wanted to write something that dealt realistically with kids. At that time, there was nothing going on. If you weren't ready for adult books and you were, you know, sick of the horse books, there was nothing left to read except Mary Jane Goes to the Prom. I couldn't stand those kind of books.
S.E. Hinton was an angry teenager when she wrote The Outsiders, which details the split between two groups of students at her high school in Tulsa.
The Socias and the Greasers, and the Socias were the real rich kids with the Madras shirts and wheat jeans, and they stood around the main hall, and they did such cool things like get drunk and beat each other up and steal things and have drag races. And then you had the Greasers who stood around the back parking lot, and they dressed in black leather jackets and blue jeans, and they were just scummy, hoodie, terrible people who did scummy, hoodie, terrible things like beat each other up and get drunk and steal things and have drag races.
But it's clear by reading The Outsiders and the rest of her books that S.E. Hinton identifies with the Greasers.
There were a lot of people shocked by The Outsiders, especially in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They were like, well, that couldn't happen here. We've got trees.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. 1987 marks the 20th anniversary of a novel for young adults called The Outsiders, one of the first books to deal realistically with teenage life. Few people knew at the time the book was published that it had been written by a 16-year-old, and a girl at that. The publishers decided that the author, Susan Eloise Hinton, should be called S.E. Hinton.
They thought, at that time especially, that a reviewer would pick up this book about boy delinquents and see a girl's name on it and just review it with the idea a girl would not know anything about this.
It's no longer a secret who S.E. Hinton is, but she still gets mail addressed to Mr. Hinton.
Most of my mail is from boys, and a lot of them think I'm a boy, so I must be doing a pretty good job.
Set in Tulsa, Oklahoma, The Outsiders describes the violence that erupts between the Socias and the Greasers, two disparate groups of teenagers. At the time, in the mid-60s, some people were shocked that such a book would be aimed at young adults, but The Outsiders helped pave the way for more realistic teenage fiction.
Some people say, well, it's violent. I've had so many kids write me and say, I realize from reading this book how stupid violence is. I've never had a kid write me and say, I got all hopped up and went out and beat up somebody after reading your book.
S.E. Hinton knew from grade school that she wanted to be a writer. She had taught herself to type when she was 6 years old.
I wrote The Outsiders for myself. I didn't think about getting it published. It turned out that I got the name of an agent from a friend of mine's mother and got it to the agent who sold it to the second publisher.
Dell keeps all of S.E. Hinton's books for teenagers in print. In addition to The Outsiders, they are Tex, Rumblefish, and That Was Then, This Is Now. S.E. Hinton is satisfied that what happens in The Outsiders is as real today as it was in 1967.
One reason why The Outsiders has stayed popular is the concept of the groups hasn't changed. The names and the uniforms have changed.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. S.E. Hinton says she had a major writer's block after the publication of her first book, The Outsiders, in 1967. She was a teenager at the time and says she suddenly became aware of her audience.
I thought people were just watching me waiting for a masterpiece, and I knew then, as I know now, I don't have a masterpiece in me.
But S.E. Hinton broke her writer's block while going to the University of Tulsa and turned out a second book. That Was Then, This Is Now. Two other novels followed, Tex and Rumblefish. While she was an education major in college, Hinton never went into teaching, believing that she could more effectively help young people through her writing. S.E. Hinton's books have sold in the millions, but she says she rarely seeks publicity.
People have a funny idea of what a little bit famous does for you. You know, you do a local news or two. And I went to New York when I was 18. It was my first trip out of the state, and it was really great, and did some publicity. But after that was over, you didn't go out of your way to work it into a conversation or anything.
Hinton's lifestyle is definitely low-key.
People think I live some real glamorous life, and I'm, you know, I spend half my day wandering around Safeway trying to figure out something to cook for dinner.
And she cringes when strangers approach.
I'm one of them who doesn't handle people walking up and going, oh, is he Hinton? Wow. Wow. Can I have Matt Dillon's phone number?
Matt Dillon is the young actor who starred in the movie versions of three of Hinton's books. S.E. Hinton is now thinking about writing for adults as well as teenagers.
I always said that if I find any adults who are as interesting as teenagers I know, I'll write an adult book, and that may happen.
S.E. Hinton, marking the 20th anniversary of her first book, The Outsiders. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.